How are you doing? Hello.
One
So moved.
second. Any correction? Questions? All
I
favor. Period. I would be.
Thanks, Fred. First item, requesting authorization to transfer funds between capital projects. This is just some housekeeping that we left over from projects that are completed, so we can get stuff put into some other accounts and utilize it. So the first one's Caton Shop, line 6251, in the amount of $3,117.39. The next is the Cohocton Shop, 6251, in the amount of $1,581.44, for a total of $4,698.83. And then from Public Works Fire Suppression Line 6251, $33,524.98 to our fuel line system 6253. And that would be a total again as $33,524.98. Fire suppression stuff was from the suppression systems on the exterior islands. We've done away with a lot of them. We can under the code rule. If they're not being utilized or being maintained, we can take them down. So that took care of an ongoing maintenance expense as well as an inspection. So we're just putting it back into the fuel system line. So as we got to do upgrades with our fuel system, we can do that.
Motion.
A second. Questions, discussion? All favor say aye.
Aye.
Period.
Okay, next item, allocating 2025 CHIPS funds. These are items that we had to wait to see the bids are, so we added this stuff on once we saw where the numbers fell with our bids for this year's build season. So the first one's it's in the amount of $613,000 to the following projects. First one's County Route 68 Crosby Creek Road line in the amount of $50,000 for micro servicing. Next item's County Route 66 Webb's Crossing Road. In the amount of $270,000 in micro servicing. County Route 88 Pleasant Valley Road, the amount of $150,000 micro servicing. And then County Route 115 in Lindley, the amount of $143,000 for some extra paving. This would come from unassigned road projects of $120,000 to County Route. I'm sorry, another item is unassigned road projects to County Route 84 Squab Hollow Wiley Road in the amount of $120,000. There's two major pipes that are getting replaced on that road. One's 8 foot by 105 feet boiler shell, and another one at 6 foot by 60 foot boiler shell in the town of Troopsburg. Bottoms are rotted out pretty bad on them.
Budgets were already split up.
Yes. Ourselves with the pipes and then micro surfacing, a mix of us and contractor, and then extra paving is still up in the air.
Okay.
Is the mic okay? I was gonna say I was having trouble hearing you.
I didn't have this. It's green now. Sorry.
I didn't know if it was my ears again.
I'm a little hoarse this morning. Do you have a motion?
I'm moving.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Give me just a second. All right, next item with landfill. We're requesting authorization to award
Joining
environmental
the
attribute.
meeting.
Environmental attribute fiscal advisor. We issued an RFP for a consultant to assist with development of green renewable energy projects and marketing environment attributes such as carbon credits. We received one proposal from environmental attributes advisor Denise Farrell, founder and president, to continue to assist with this advancing green renewable energy projects. Denise has advised the county for the last 19 years and has assisted with the sale of millions of tons of carbon offset credits. It's our recommendation of the RFP evaluation team, comprised of Chris Brewer, Andy Barbato, and Steve Orkett, have evaluated the proposal in accordance with the procedures of the RFP, and we recommend awarding the contract to environmental attribute advisors for a period of 5 years at the established compensation rate of 10% commission for the sale of the environmental attributes, and $300 per hour for consulting services related to renewable energy projects and municipal bond guidance. There's no change in the current proposed rate from the past contract rates that we had in place with that group.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
So along with that, the next item related to that, environmental attribute advisor issued the sale of 76,503 metric tons of vintage, from 23 to 24 carbon offset credits generated from the flaring of methane. This was previous to WAGA getting online. So EAA solicited bids from nine environmental attribute buyers and received three bids. Offering ranges was from $3.65 per metric ton to $4.28 per metric ton. It's our recommendation that we award the sale of the vintage credits to U.S. Venture, DBA U.S. Energy, for the amount of $4.28 per metric ton for a total revenue of $327,432.84. And again, this is from credits previous to WAGA before we got on board with them.
Move it.
Second.
Questions?
This is then minus 10% for her commission.
Correct.
Now, since WACA's in there, will we still be selling capital?
We're waiting for an answer. We're working with them on that now. They're checking into it. We're seeing if we can have it both ways. We're not sure at this point, but we are looking into that.
Okay. Now, we'll make more money from WACA than we will from selling carbon credits.
I can let maybe Jack touch on that. I'm just wondering if the carbon credit piece, too, is dried up a little bit on our end. I'm not sure if I'm speaking.
It's decreased. It's not as much over the term as we anticipate or as we previously received. We're doing well with WAGA. I think in the long term, you'll see WAGA revenue overtake carbon credits, but pretty close at this point.
Okay.
It'd be nice, like you said, if we could get both, but we're still unsure if we can. But that's why we have someone like Denise, who's been working with the county for since as long as I've been here. She's an expert in this, and if there's a way to legally and under regulation maximize revenue, she'll find it.
It sounds good. It's always fun to double dip if you can legally.
Yeah. yes.
Where does the revenue for the sale
goes back into the enterprise fund, which is a big deal, as we talked about, for long-term financial planning. The last sell cost millions more than we expected. So building up that enterprise fund is going to be critical.
And we got a test for eternity just about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Do we have a motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay, next and last item, bids. Pavement marking painting, we recommend awarding to the sole bidder, Zebra Paint Striping, Inc., in the amount of $13,995. So just some quick clarification on that. Scott had sent out an email, you know, because we have our own striper, obviously, which we are starting today with our striping truck, but we stay away from the stuff with the crosswalks, railroads, stuff of that nature that may expose us to some measurement issues or layout issues with folks that just do that in those areas. And that's how we've always done that.
Right.
The next item is... Oh, we got to.
Okay.
Want to do them all? I'm sorry, Fred. You only want.
Okay.
Next item is safety T-shirts. We recommend awarding the lowest bidder, FT Signs Inc., in the amount of $4,066.70 per purchasing. We had to go out to bid for these T-shirts. We have purchased these T-shirts in the past each year for the, I believe it's in the contract for the employees for Public Works. We're still waiting for some. We're awarding it to them, but we're waiting for some information vetted from Andy. So if that all goes through, we can get the shirts, because it's been quite a wait to get what we need to get in there.
I'll move it. Second.
Questions or discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Just an FYI, we're going to Scott. Scott's brought up a few times. We're working on scheduling a walkthrough. You guys will, the ledge as a whole, will be getting an email to schedule potentially ride and walk through all the new shops. It's been some time they've gotten settled in. So we'll be doing that, as well as we're going to have some discussions internally about what we might want to do with Mount Wash in reference to Mr. Miller, Jerry Miller, and his passing. So we're working on that as well. And you guys will be seeing stuff here in the near future through email.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else? Yes.
Mine's just an FYI too. Everybody knew I was taking the going through the class that the county started for getting CDL people, because I'm on through the town of Campbell. And I just wanted to let everybody know that last week I finished that, went through it start to finish, and the crew in the office and Devin on the road and the guys that maintain the truck, everything went smooth. And Devin, the instructor, everything he said, everything he showed was exactly how it was going to be. You know, and since I was in there, I know we had a lot of other guys take the test and pass and stuff, but I just want to give him credit that from somebody that went through that start to finish, that program is working very well. And the instructor did a great job.
So did you pass?
Yes.
Bob? I got a question. Are you doing it on a standard truck so they got a full scan of, so they can't just drive automatics?
Yes, Bob. Yep.
You're doing it on standard?
Yes. So they can, no automatic both testing at this point.
Okay.
Gary, I got overruled again. Gary, you and I don't got enough juice on that end, I guess.
So the examiner did ask that right from the start before he ever climbed in the truck, because it is one of the questions on their little computer to tell you if you can drive standard or automatic going forward. So,
but we're training them so they can drive standard,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. Because you don't want to tie their hands. They can't get in a certain truck because it got a CDL, but if it's a standard shift, they can't drive it, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
But I just wanted to tell everybody that start to finish, you know, it was easy. It was, I mean, not easy. Easy paperwork wise, easy on working with them, not easy on the other side.
That's quite an about process, isn't it?
Yeah. I just want to tell everybody, though, that we put that program together there a few years ago, and, you know, it really does work.
I just want to make sure it covered the whole gamut. That's all.
Yep. Yep.
I just wanted to add that the towns appreciate that opportunity as well. So it's a great program.
It is.
Okay. Anything else?
Just from a school budget discussions that we've had in our district in the last month, we did learn from the superintendent that the state pushed out their EV school bus mandate by 3 years. And also they've done so with the 10% requirement that we pre-purchased 5 trucks last year in avoidance of. So that's a good thing, but you just wonder what's going to happen when we're ready to buy trucks again down the road.
Glad you brought that up, Scott, because Cornell University just released a study on that.
I saw that.
And the school bus will not be successful out here in these countries, districts, and on these cold temperatures.
Thousands of dollars spent over obvious stuff.
Just, it's a bad plan.
Yep.
Anything else?
Adjourn.
Wait a second. All in favor?
Get it in when you can.
You get it?
Thank you.